Well, it has been a long time.
Has it?
Well, I mean, for commenting on comments.
Oh, okay. That,
oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Yes, yes, yeah.
I'm excited. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I am.
Okay. Now, lower the expectations now.
Done.
Yeah, no, I hate this already.
Why would you think the expectations were high?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I said...
Excitement.
Are you excited?
Excitement part.
And I didn't respond.
Right. Thank you very much. So...
Yeah, I'm excited. I like hearing people's opinions from the community.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, 7 days. Interesting. Seven days.
What's up?
The last horde.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it went great.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh, well, that was dramatic.
Conspiracy theory.
Really?
Yes, from... This is just
what's the theory?
It's one random comment that I'm completely blowing up to be something, but
yeah.
Yeah. Ender Panda says conspiracy theory. Dora used rebar in a way that was intended to fail and kill everyone but him and Thick because they didn't help. Dun, dun, dun. Is that true?
I can address this.
Say it ain't so, Drellis.
I tell you what. If I was skilled enough to be able to make that happen so perfectly, I would have loved to, but no, it just happened to happen perfectly regardless.
But listen, now, I'm going to have to jump ahead to a specific comment. Red Specs Gaming, me to my wife the last 3 weeks, building on sand, huh? This should be good. Did that have something to do with this?
Listen, I'll sum this up right now and just clear the water. A friend of mine and I have played on a similar random gen map, which that part of the map wasn't different at all, so it's only so random, I guess, and had that same hill, and I made a structure that we're about to have our 20th horde night on, and it was very similar to that. But
very similar, though.
Very similar.
Good.
Well, let me finish, Simon. Let me finish.
Sorry.
I added things to this one that had more weight. I looked at it while I was cutting it, and I was like, yeah, I can, yeah, oops. So there was a couple things off, weight distribution-wise, that just wasn't able to hold up, and that's how it went down. However, that tower can work, and I know that for a fact, because I've lived it many,
now,
many horde nights.
How come zombies were climbing
up
through the hatch immediately?
I messed up. I forgot I left that route. To get to us that way. But
okay.
Man, didn't that make
that
it a
seems
hoop.
Like a bad
that was
plan.
Horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
I mean, once the first thing collapsed, I was like, well, that's bad, but maybe we'll be okay.
Yeah,
but
we would have
once 20 of them started coming through the floor, I was like, nope, this is a death trap.
But let's not forget, everyone, if that would have gone as well as I kind of wanted it to, it would have been a boring ass episode, wouldn't it have?
Well,
I would have hated it.
Yeah. Well, it could have, though, been a really good episode if it worked, like, I don't know, at like 80%.
No, it would have been boring because we would have been untouched.
I think some of us would have died still.
No, I don't think so. If it didn't collapse, we wouldn't have died.
If it didn't collapse, I mean, yeah, it is funny that it collapsed, but still want us to have a successful horde night.
Yeah,
well,
me too.
Everyone won. Technically, and I might have had a comment that said this, but I think that was the most successful one that we've had.
I believe it was.
Because
it was.
Dora and Thick did not die.
At all.
So, at all.
Yeah, so probably the most successful, but it was still we need a horde night where all of us survived throughout the entire night.
All right.
And
well,
no one's going to like that episode.
We might as well title it the most boring episode right off the bat.
Right.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, it might be, but, you know, I mean, you just cut it quick and go like, hey, we actually did it.
Hey, but we could always plan to do like more fun things during that episode because we know we're so prepared that we could still make it good. We could do like a game show that night.
That sounds awful.
I'm gonna want to get those points instead of a game show, you know?
All right.
I'm going to be shooting stuff.
I think the base that I'm working on is going to have a pretty good success rate. I think we're gonna be fairly good with a backup plan if we're not.
So you think it's going to be boring?
It's no. I think
that's what they think good is. They think good is boring.
No. I think it's going to be action-packed because we're going to have to cover 360 sides at all times. And if for some reason they do break through, we've got a foolproof plan to get away.
Foolproof.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He's got an Uber on standby.
Gotcha.
Got Hepstro's knee on standby and just hits it. Oops, yeah, just boom.
Just destroy the world. Yeah. Done.
Listen, I gotta crank through comments here, guys.
Okay. Are we done with 7 days?
No.
Okay.
We're not done with 7 days.
I feel like Abstro and I offered a little more support than we were given credit for.
Listen, well, I took advantage of that.
Astesia says, love the flashbacks of Dora asking for help and everyone fobbing him off.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, Dora, you also went looting during your build time, right?
Yeah. We didn't loot during our build times. Yeah. We just built.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have happened once.
That's time that could have been spilled on that, spilled on that structure, right?
All the fingers you want. I even lost a little bit of time, but your fat knee kind of made this all happen in the first place.
I didn't see any celebration montage of all the gunpowder I brought to the horde.
Listen, I just did
scrap
that
metal.
For the dramatics.
I made a lot of spikes.
Entertainment. I know. No, I appreciate all of it, but you know damn well why.
Oh,
I know.
That so really, I'm the only one that really didn't give you shit.
No, but you never.
Yeah,
do.
You should have been the flashback king.
Yeah, I just didn't have any good moments of him saying he was. You know, it just worked out that way.
Well, I never claimed to do anything. That's my motto.
Yeah, no, everybody expects that. It wouldn't have been a surprise.
And aren't you glad you like the Dora Hut, right?
I could give a shit about it, really.
He doesn't care.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah. Jeremy Carr said, hilarious video, but calls out whoever's in charge of this. Can the missing two videos get added to the 7 days playlist? The missing vids are the house, demolition, and new ammo vids. Thanks. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you for caring.
All right.
Okay. We'll take a minute.
Who's not adding them to the playlist? Is it Duralis or Thick?
Well, you know what? Wait, I don't think I did either one of those videos, but at the same time, I don't remember adding the ones I... No, I did add mine. So those are both
so
Jack.
It might be Jackie Poo.
Well, Jack doesn't have access, so...
I did one.
You didn't do one?
I didn't do any 7 days?
You did one. Back in the day. It's been a while.
Recently?
Dora took over.
You did like two, but not
I did
recently.
Two since
these
Dora
are,
took
these
over.
Are more, these are more recent. Those two are more recent.
Yeah, you don't have a good memory.
Abstro's on it right now.
Abstro's on it.
Lucas Ward says, watching Thick and Dora get shit on throughout this entire series, then having the easiest horde night ever while the others struggle, was honestly therapeutic.
I'm sure it was.
Stirring the pot. I like Lucas. Lucas. Listen, because Lucas was happy to see you guys die, basically.
It was therapeutic.
Yeah.
I think I had more fun running around than I would have had standing on top of that spire the entire night.
I had a great time up there. I really enjoyed it.
I had a horrible time up there, actually, myself.
Yeah, you didn't have a weapon.
Nope. It was horribly boring.
Should have done a game show.
Yeah, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. Patchwork Gardens was the one that's saying technically that was a success as two of the members never died or had to evacuate. Yep. Dora did it first successful horde night. And yeah, it's very, very true.
Yeah.
That's it for the 7 days comments.
Okay.
Okay.
Shall I move on?
Yeah.
What else would you do?
I don't know. Let's
we'll
talk
pause for the next 10 minutes.
Let's talk about Ark. Huh? A little bit of Ark.
Yeah. Oh. Let's talk about Ark, baby. Let's talk about you.
Hey, Alfred F. Jones says, guys, please check out, it has nothing to do with Ark, Raft again. It's been updated many times over since you guys played it last time. So, sometimes the comment is about nothing to do with the game. And that made me think, yes, we've been hearing this about Raft. And Neebs, it got me thinking that since you are... burnt out on GTA because it's a crazy game and with all the crazy options.
I'm not burnt out. It's just not sustainable. I can't do one every 2 weeks. It's insane the amount of hours that go into
it. Well, it will burn you out trying to do all that crazy amount of work. But Raft is a different beast completely.
Well, look, here's the other thing. We're doing all these games and now we're throwing Scrap and now you're throwing Raft. We got to focus on something.
Oh, we do.
We're doing 100 games
all right,
at one time.
That's it. Hey, listen. Alfred, go fuck yourself, okay?
Ooh.
Also, you heard okay. We don't even know if Raft has an end game.
Oh.
Like, we don't want to Like, we would love there to be an end game.
Yeah, and I've this was several months ago, but I did play a raft up to a certain point. They have added a lot. There's some really cool locations, but I think we should hold off for a little bit
before we jump back into it.
Not there yet. Mm-hmm. Man, they added one island that's just way too big. And I think I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Like, you remember in Sea of Thieves, that Shores of Gold island we went to, where there's so much damn running?
A lot of walking.
The people that made Raft just thought, like, okay, we're going to add kind of the same thing. This giant island that's just way too big.
Mm-hmm. There. That'll suck up some time.
Yeah.
What happens to your raft while you're on that island?
It's just like when you go to any other island, it just stays down there in the water.
Oh,
just
it stays there. Yeah. I thought they usually.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Gotcha. You just anchor it and you go up there and collect stuff. Yeah.
I would love to see that game, though, have some sort of just whatever. You're saved or you're something. I don't feel like that's a game I could play forever, like Ark, because you are just on the sea.
They must have so many other visions, like, you know, so where they're not adding that point yet, you know? I bet they have other ideas.
Yeah, and they have added some really cool locations. There was two islands that we went to that were brand new, and there's one with like a it's like a crashed cruise liner, and that island's fantastic because, you know, the cruise liner's only so big.
Hmm.
And then there was another island, I think, that was just a regular island that was just kind of compact, and they've added some really cool stuff like an engine and a motor that you can put in the back of the raft. To just really make you go like super, super quick.
That's cool.
I'm impressed with what they've added, but I wish that one island they would just just shrink it down a little bit. They went a little too crazy.
When I think of going back to Raft, I think it could easily be like a couple of episodes. It's like, hey, we're back and we're checking it out again. There's been some more things.
But why start? Maybe unless they're done?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like one, if we were to go back, I don't even know if the raft that we had, if our save file would even work. Because, you know, like 7 days and all these other games, you update it. Yeah. Now your stuff doesn't work like it used to.
Yeah.
So it might be a situation when we do go back to it, we might be starting from scratch.
And that's fine. But I'm curious because Axelot releases Raft, right? Or they're involved.
Well, I think they're the...
With Raft.
They were kind of like...
They're the publisher.
Yeah, they're the publisher.
They're the publisher. And then Scrap Mechanic, they both seem similar. They're both survival games, and they both seem to have a path.
They're going
to
tie them together?
Like, you're always moving forward in a path, whether you're on the raft going down the current or whatever, or Scrap seems to have a road that you kind of follow.
So far, yeah.
Yeah, Raft definitely has, you know, when we played in the past, you built that, radar that pointed you to that last location. So now you go to that location, and then you get... the coordinates for another location, and then gives you another location.
Yeah, it's bouncing
another location.
About.
So yeah, there is that path to follow.
Sure. You're right.
And to me, though, is there an end? Does Scrap have an end? I mean, can you just keep?
I don't know. I did a little bit of a search. I haven't seen anything about it yet.
I haven't seen anything either. I searched for about 3 minutes.
I hope it does. I mean, I like survival games that kind of have a conclusion to the story.
And then
like The Forest. The Forest to me was a wonderful game in the fact that it just you did have an end.
So that,
and the ending could go one or two ways. You could have the ending where after the ending, you still stayed on the island. You were still able to build.
That said, Forrest definitely was taking the story angle with the notes and the drawings and all this stuff more so from the beginning. But like Scrap, you know how it kind of seems like from what we've seen, we're not there yet, where it gets a little bit more Seven Daisy as far as the attacks on your
robots
stuff becoming increasingly difficult. So 7 days, like, I guess, you know, everyone's fine with that not ending as well, you know?
It's different for me in 7 days in Ark because your building is unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can go up here and build a place here.
You don't think that's going to be the
Carrabba's
case eventually?
I think you're going to be limited in Scrap because I think it does get laggy if you build too much.
Seeing
and in
some
Raft,
of that
certainly...
footage, though, people had, like, fortresses built and, like crazy stuff going on, like they were ready for Horde Night.
We won't know until we have, you know, we have three vehicles and a fortress built. We won't know until
that's
we
my
actually
point,
experience.
Though. But we.
So you think the robot attacks get amplified as you go?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. I would imagine the more.
Oh, yeah,
I would imagine the bigger your farm is, the more shit they're going to send.
Yeah,
out
and these some of these farms we've seen are pretty big, and they've got like blade traps and shit going on. It's like it seems very similar to me. So 7 days doesn't end.
Yeah, I'm still
I
learning.
Hope Scrap does, but I don't know. Yeah, we all are.
Well, I mean, Scrap almost kind of set up a little story because, yeah, it's like, yeah, your ship's crashed. And I don't know if there's an ultimate end goal of you repair your ship and get out of there.
Yeah, they do have that story, and it almost teases like there is going to be a story, and then it doesn't say anything more about it.
Well, look at like 7 days, and you get drops from an unknown aircraft every here and there. Like something deeper is going on in their, you know, setting as well, I'd imagine.
Boy, that's enough for you to think it's a deep story?
I wouldn't think.
No, but like, I feel like they've always had something in mind. Like, I don't think they just are creating that world. I think they've got a deeper vision.
I think they just said, we need a way to get extra supplies to them. We'll have a plane fly over and drop a supply.
Okay, well, they're just, okay. Well, I gave them a little bit more credit.
Yeah, seven days doesn't strike me as a game with a narrative thought about at all. It is just pure, like Minecrafty. Just
I
drop
suppose.
You in and survive.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I would love it to
hope.
Be that, but yeah.
Down the road in Alpha 40.
Now on the Ark video, also Angelus Credo says, "I love how nobody noticed the fact that Simon shot Duralius in the back of the head with a tranquilizer dart. Simon was reloading immediately after Duralius went down." The rock wouldn't have affected him, and he was driving the Pariser. Any damage that may have come back would have damaged the swamp donkey before it would have done anything to Duralius. Now, I absolutely should have gone back to check, but Angelus Credo, I could just tell, knew exactly what they were talking about.
That's probably what happened.
It's probably exactly what happened. And I think I even remember thinking that that's what happened when it happened.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
From your angle, Simon, like if you saw Drellis' head in front of your gun,
you'd think up, right?
Maybe I shot him, right?
Well, I mean, but sometimes I do things and then I go, I don't need to tell anybody what I know.
But that's right in front of your, that's right down your barrel.
Well, now, come on, like I'm coming to Simon's defense here because sometimes the hitbox in Ark is crazy.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, shot over his shoulder.
Yeah.
And you know that lesson, right?
Well,
Simon,
no, obviously don't. Obviously, I don't, because we see what happened, don't we?
All right, well, no bother to teach you again.
Hey, listen, and sometimes we take risks in life. Sometimes you need to die. Sometimes Dora needs to die.
Yep,
sometimes everyone needs to die.
Happens. Simon, in your defense
point.
I'll bet hitboxes are even wonkier if you're in a sitting or like riding something position, you know? I'm sure things get really weird there.
They do. I don't know what you're getting at.
Well, you fucked up,
Simon.
Think
this is the moral of the story. Don't even shoot near somebody.
How about this? How about sometimes I save lives? How about sometimes the best thing I ever did was shoot somebody?
Yep.
Yeah, you're probably
he's not interested in learning.
He doesn't want to learn.
No.
That's fine.
It's all right.
Yeah. By the way, Chai Irish says, this is random, but I need more of Dorelius' Minnesotan accent in videos, please, much more. Can you hook up Chai Irish?
Oh, I'm not going to, like, force it. It just comes out with a word. Usually the word sorry is the word. I'd imagine that's the,
sorry.
My tell word.
But I'm
sorry. I can't do it.
But, you know, it could come back every here and there. It's not a real big deal to do. If you want this right here, we can do this every now and then. It's not a big deal.
Oh,
two-tree videos.
Yeah. Two-tree, you know.
It's like a warm hug.
Yeah.
It's such a friendly accent. I love it.
It really is. Can you just imagine? That's why it's great to watch Fargo. That's why it's so amazing to see that tail, you know.
Ooh, they went big. They went big. But when people say that it doesn't exist to that level,
it does exist to that level.
It does. But it's usually like grandparents at this point. It's still out there, but just that's not the common. It's in the middle or a quarter of that.
Yeah. Cody Rogoff says, it's amazing they came up with a first. They got attached to a tame before taming it, named it, and killed it before taming it. Perfect.
Was that powder?
Powder.
Yep. Powder.
The tail of powder.
The tail of powder. There was another comment I read. I didn't snip it, but it was just like, you know, they just can't wait for that powder t-shirt. And you just go like, and that's the kind of thing that would be a great shirt.
The from like, when to I, when?
Yeah. from like 3:15 to 3:20.
It wasn't even. It goes in reverse powder, time. Yeah. It never happened. I don't know how to do that one.
Exactly. It never happened. Right. We just knew it.
Hey, put somebody make that shirt and put it in our shop before this podcast goes live.
Oh,
do
Lord.
It. Powder, 2 o'clock to 2:01.
Rest in
That's
peace.
That's not going to happen. Now they're going to go there and be disappointed.
I want to see that happen.
You know what?
You
We're
going to
get
it,
sued because, you know, the regular powder merch is really popular, and they're going to think that we're...
Yeah, it's really, it's hugely popular.
Oh, God, that movie.
We're piggybacking on that powder success.
We are. Because I see every day somebody with a powder t-shirt. I swear to God.
Well, we could say...
I'm on the powder train.
We could say, well, when they were at Walmart, it's like the end of story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we could say, we were saying powder with a W after the P. Powder.
That's right.
Maybe put a U instead of an E.
There we go. We've got options.
Silent T in front of it.
Silent T, yeah.
I just want one of those t-shirts now of Powder from the movie, like smiling really creepy, just a big head of him on a fucking t-shirt.
I mean, only saw that movie once.
Oh, yeah, God.
Me too.
How creepy.
Such an obscure reference.
Yeah, it's like I barely remember it. All I remember is like a white guy running into a lightning storm.
Why creepy, though?
That's
Why
the
was
gist
it creepy?
Of it.
He was creepy.
It was sweepy. Well, wow, that's judging the appearance of someone.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He was creepy looking.
Yeah, he was creepy looking. It was just like a powdery white guy.
He was pale with no hair.
Some people are creepy looking.
Didn't he live in a basement?
Well, yeah, they treated him like shit his whole life. They were afraid of him and ashamed of him. So,
all right, I need to watch the movie again because I didn't appreciate it as a kid because I'm like, this movie's dumb.
I'm kind of with you.
No, it sucks. It sucks. And then he kind of came back and
it might have been a great story when I watched
it.
Yeah. Lord knows, you know, I wasn't in a.
You have
proper
to have a heart, though. You have to have a real heart.
Yeah, spoiler alert. He comes back. He wins an arm wrestling contest at the end and gets custody of his kid.
Yes, yeah. There you go.
Gets back in the truck, out.
That's it.
Is there a powder too?
I hope so.
I hope. It's called blush.
Gabriel Massan or Massam says, yes, I've literally just tamed my first spino ever, named it Spinacologist, and finished breeding rexes to fight bosses. And now this video dropped. This is a good day. Thank you, Neebs Gaming. Thank you, Gabriel.
Yeah,
congrats on
your
accomplishments and achievements. Spino.
Now, Introverted Monk gave us a tip that I think everyone will find helpful. Putting a campfire down in the swamp so you can burn off any leeches by running through the fire. Like, that's how you basically do that. Do you guys
that's
know
awesome.
That?
Oh. No, that's great.
We've done that before in a video.
Yeah, I was about to say, never mind. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Okay, wait a second.
I don't remember.
Dora N. Thick never heard that, so...
We don't have video evidence. Yeah,
my
of it
brain
out there
is
somewhere.
Scrambled eggs.
Yes.
So
it's okay.
No telling what's going on there.
We've done so much in that game. Yeah, it's easy to forget what the hell we've done. But I feel like the fire and leech thing, that was early.
Yeah, you know, I've done that before in the past. And then I feel like...
Did you forget it?
No, I didn't forget it. But they update that game every about 3 hours, I think.
Seems like it.
And then I remember there was a time where I had a leech on me and I jumped on the fire and I just took damage and it wasn't going away. And then I realized, oh, you can pick them off now? It's like they're constantly changing this game. So I don't know if it went away, then came back, or if it never went away.
I got a real world question for you guys.
Okay.
Obviously, so we've all had wood ticks on us, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever use like the match tip or whatever, or burn them off? Or tweezers. What'd you do?
What?
Tweezers or
what the hell?
Did tweezers and I remember
about?
Doing a lighter one time.
Gotcha. So
burning off the ticks. What he's talking
who's
about.
Who's all had leeches on him?
I've never had a leech on me.
Not I.
I've never had
a leech on me.
Ticks,
many leeches.
Or maybe I had a leech, but no
maybe.
Ticks. No ticks.
Because
yeah, Simon, you seem like a guy who would have a leech.
Okay. What we used for leeches was we'd put salt on them.
Yeah, like a slug. Like
there you go.
It'll dissolve their body.
Makes sense.
They didn't like
it. Wow, what a shitty way to die.
It's not a good thing to do.
Uh-uh.
They were sucking my blood, Neebs. Just saying.
This is fun.
So
I was asking.
So
it is
them.
Fun. Not many people have had a leech. None of you have had a leech on you?
I know. I probably had
20, 30 leeches on me in my life.
Oh, God. Okay. Not at once. This
lake
is...
country, man. I went swimming all the damn time.
I want to say that's where, like, I've been in some lakes, and I think I remember being like, oh, what the hell's that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fucking leech. Holy shit.
If you're swimming through some weeds and stuff, there's a really good chance you're going to come out with leech in some of these.
And did you ever jump in a fire after that?
I never jumped through a fire. That was why I brought this up.
Okay. Does the salt thing.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. All right, fellas, it's time to talk about our sponsor today.
A sponsor?
Oh, okay.
Humble Choice is the PC gaming subscription that lets you keep your games forever. From indie games to larger hit games, the Humble Trove is a library of over 90 DRM-free games that has titles added to it once a month. Featured games have included My Friend Pedro. Have you ever played that?
Yes, awesome
game.
We
played that, yeah.
Call of Duty, World War II.
Played it.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yes.
I've heard of him. Spyro. I've heard of him as well. And more. Have you heard of more?
Of course.
Favorite game.
There are three plans for subscribers to choose from, starting with the $4.99 Lite plan, which provides access to the Trove and up to 10% off the Humble store, all the way up to the $19.99 Premium plan, which lets you choose 9 games to keep forever, Trove access, and up to 20% off the Humble store. Plus, 5% of the subscription cost goes directly to charities. The charity benefiting in April was Direct Relief, which helps fund PPE for doctors and nurses, medications, and supplies for people with severe cases of COVID-19. So you could subscribe now at try.humblebundle.com/Neebs. That's try.humblebundle.com/Neebs. Thank you, Humble Bundle.
Thanks, Humble Bundle.
Yes, thank you. Audria Sullivan was sitting there one day, and she was watching Thick make a steak.
Yeah. Because,
you know, he had a video.
Dude, mm-hmm. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it, too.
Nice and funny, too. Yeah.
Audria Sullivan says, this is the best tutorial I have ever seen on cooking a steak.
And she's seen three.
Yes.
She has seen, well, one didn't exist, so she's only seen two.
You have every aspect of the process from start to finish down to perfection.
It was good. It was good. And yeah, it was nice and tight, man.
My God, that thumbnail looks so good. Like, I wanted a piece of that.
Now, I thought it was thicker when you started with it. It really, that sucker went down.
Yeah, they do go down.
But on a grill, they don't get down as much, or like, I don't know, that one really went down.
Yeah, had I gotten a thicker one, I would have seared it real quick and then put it in the oven. This was just for easy.
You need that.
Yeah, I didn't want to complicate it too much and have.
Yeah.
You better not. But you are such a man, Thick. I really, really, really appreciate your man boobs and your
titties.
Did you not consider taking a bite of that at the end of the video? That's kind of a thing.
Good question, Neebs. Good question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And looking at the camera and go, yeah, it's a steak.
Yeah.
This is tastes good. Yeah.
Needs ketchup.
Everybody wants to see the bite.
Okay.
No, fair enough. Want to see the bite.
And then puke.
Everybody wants to see the bite.
I want to see the bite. I don't want
to. I'm in Neebs camp on this.
Not everybody, though.
I'm mixed.
Except for Simon.
He's mixed. Did I say no? Not everybody.
I don't want to see a close-up of the bite.
I do want to eat
the steak.
I'd prefer a bite from someone who didn't make it.
Right.
Somebody.
Anyone.
Take a bite.
Feed it to the dog.
I don't give a shit.
I want to see somebody enjoy the damn meat.
Yep.
But not who made it, because they're biased.
Here's what I've said. I said if the video would do well, I would do another recipe, but have you guys there to try it.
Yes.
Okay.
Would you guys be down
somebody
for that?
Somebody take a bite.
I could do it. I want a bite.
I feel like everybody, if I put a plate of food in front of them, they would take a bite.
Absolutely. I want this to turn into a thing.
Channel's getting weird. We're expanding. We're mutating.
We should do a tutorial on how to get leeches off of you, too.
No, I'm good. I do need
to address something, because a lot of people were like, oh, the camera angle makes Thick look really tall. And, you know, even though
Abstro and I said when we saw it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, he put that down there, didn't he?
I didn't even think about that. I just said, this looks like a fine angle. But next time, I can reach this. Yeah.
I told Thick I was expecting when he had a shot of the pan, seeing my lavalier fall into it.
I'm glad I used that.
The mic.
The kitchen the has sound, such a yeah. Yeah,
it's a loud
room tone. It's not a
studio. Oh, yeah,
there
was a lot of echo.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think the next recipe, I've got a really good chicken recipe and a really good salmon. I'm leaning towards the salmon. Yeah. If I do another
salmon.
One, yeah.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, salmon's a lot. Fantastic. Listen, fantastic. Listen, I'm going to say Big Bubba Bonnie or Boney says, I'm really glad this video came out. Me and my new girlfriend had plans for a dinner date, and after hearing them talk about this on a Neebs cast, I wanted to watch this to learn how to cook a good steak to impress her. I'm giving it a test run first to make sure I can cook it correctly. Wish me luck. And
I really wished I heard the results instead of this. But I'm excited.
The results are in.
Yes.
She loved it and got some extra loving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Now did I make that up?
Yeah.
Maybe. I might have made that up.
Yeah, yeah.
Big old piece of steak in the cooch.
Oh, that's not where you put it. I guess I should have shown that you have to eat it. After.
Yeah, now you have to.
Yeah, you got to show the bite. Otherwise, they're just going to shove it up their snooter.
There's a danger there.
The Unforgiven 1996 says, now we just need a how to cook from each member of the group. And that got me thinking, I would love to see Neebs cook a chicken piccata.
I'll have to practice.
I'm sure, but you could do it. Everyone needs to know.
My lady's got it down.
Yeah.
She's got it down.
All right. That's good.
So can she make a tray? And then when we get back together in the office, we can celebrate with some nice chicken piccata?
It'll never make it here.
Come on.
It'll never last that long.
Neebs will eat it before he gets here.
Well,
I mean,
make a tray that day that you come.
Have a straw in it.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, share
it. We'll make it.
You know, oh, you're bragging about my lady does this, my lady. What else does your lady do that she can't do for me? Huh?
Grow you tomatoes?
Grow me
tomatoes?
Oh, is that what the kids are calling it?
Mm. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be right back.
She can grow my tomatoes anytime she wants. Do you understand me?
Seems fair enough.
I definitely have a recipe I want to do, Simon. I definitely do.
Zan Datsu says, that's why this is my favorite YouTube channel. They're so random, yet all this randomness is funny, entertaining, amazing, now educational, and so much more. Glad I was a subscriber since day one.
Day one. Hell yeah.
Zan. Wow. Rock on,
I wasn't
brother.
Even.
Drellis just heard about us about 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I didn't know you. I didn't know you guys were out there. I just heard of it.
Yeah.
Fun
Thank
find.
Thank you, Zan. Now, I'm moving on to the latest GTA, our Neebs GTA guy.
That's me, yeah.
Listen, Ever Contreras, I think it says, please let Drellis drop that single documents.
Gotta
now,
get those documents.
Gotta get them documents.
There was literally hundreds of comments of people wanting to have the full on single. They're like, this needs to happen. And you go, it is such a dumbass song. It should happen.
It's so dumb. It'll stick in your head,
your
though.
Song dumb.
It'll stick in the head.
Hey.
That was the goal.
Dallas, do you want me to send you the, what do you call it? The bed, the tracks you can add to it?
Yeah, do it. Do it.
Rock on.
We'll do that.
Yeah, that could be fun. Yeah, I've got a big vision for that one.
I know. Okay. I know it's going to get deep. We're going to talk. Hopefully you get into racism and weird, like, you know, touch on those things that are really affecting society.
This is my song. This is an Absol song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
throw some political views in there.
I'm just saying political.
No, yeah.
You're going to do that.
No,
that's what I'm talking about.
It's totally partisan.
Yes. Absolutely. That's what I'm. Okay. Thank you.
Maybe a steak recipe somewhere in the hook.
Yeah.
Well, mine wouldn't be a steak one. I've got something else in mind.
But there was so many comments, I had to grab at least one more. FU22028 says, I got the documents. And then he's like, thanks. Now whenever I go back to work, I'm going to do this rap and probably get some strange looks.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
People really did love it. Hey, Neebs crew.
It was fun.
Says Shad Hayes. Been looking forward to the idea of you guys driving around the map in GTA and doing the podcast. Hope to see it soon. P.S. I want to see if Absor's road rage kicks in. Please include on commenting on comments as if they knew that I would be doing a commenting on comments, which is pretty.
Well, we tried that once. We gave up on it pretty quick, didn't we?
Well, we had a few problems. It was one of our first podcasts from home over Discord.
Yep.
And we were a bit distracted, plus being in the game distracted us. And then my audio didn't turn out all the way.
Mm-hmm.
It only recorded like half of it.
Right. So that it was a matter of like, go and pick it up and try to pick up. And when it was like, no, let's just start over. Because it was, to me at least, it wasn't a good time to do that.
I've got a good idea for that, a solution.
What?
Okay.
One of us is playing, the rest of us are in the vehicle, but only one of us is watching, like, just, you know, going around, you know. At least you'd have that. But then the interaction with that game,
the idle thing in GTA Online.
Oh yeah,
Don't touch your damn controller or your keyboard for like,
you're booted.
It seems like 2 or 3 minutes. The game just kicks you because it thinks you're not there, which is super annoying.
Is that a setting? That might be a setting too.
I don't know if it's a setting we can change, but we can look.
Yeah, we should look.
Anyway, my thoughts, because I've been thinking about doing a video like that for a while, and I thought it'd be better. Sometimes I like one-on-one conversations just because you're a little more involved.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that one person is driving to each friend's house and spending 10, 15 minutes with that person.
Kind of picking up
so
everybody
much better
as
than
go.
My idea. So much better. Mine was
then drop
dumb.
One off and then go pick up another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was your idea?
It was just dumb. I don't even want to go back there. It was dumb.
So your way is much better, Neves. Mm-hmm. That's the first time you've actually explained it?
Yep.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing, finally.
I like that.
Thank you.
That's
it
good.
It's better to have it off my chest.
Yeah, well, Minecraft, we do a series on that.
I love that game.
Yep, and Kathleen Walker shares a name with one of my first crushes I ever had, Kathleen. So it's kind of
why. What a random name.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Crazy random,
Listen, Kathleen, how many people you know named Kathleen?
I'm just saying, John.
Not one.
You know, like,
Kathleen
on.
Turner.
Yeah,
you don't know Kathleen Turner. And Kathleen says, God damn it. I'm with Neves on this. I can't get Apsro and his wife out of my head and how deep he goes into that country.
Yeah.
That reminded me of it. I thought it was funny. And I think there were a lot of other comments that shared the same sentiments.
Yeah, they have to ask themselves why. Why is that the case? Because I let it go after laughing at it. You know what I mean? Now you have to look into yourself.
Because
really
everything you said after that was relevant to it. It was getting weird.
At that at that time, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. It just goes right by me.
Well.
Yeah. I'm just saying stupid shit for a laugh.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's the story.
No, I picture it.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Rub one out quick. I move on.
Yeah. Gavin Kuntz says, all the blocks, all the torches, all the single ladies. That was your line, Neebs, that you threw out. You remember that?
No.
All the blocks, all the torches, all the single ladies. Well, holy.
All the single ladies.
Holy crap. Holy crap, Neves. That line nearly killed me. I had just taken a drink of water and almost drowned because I was laughing so hard. Well, apparently you said a line like that. I vaguely remember, so I figured you'd actually remember it.
I mean, I kind of vaguely do. I didn't watch that episode yet, though, so I'm looking forward to seeing it. I bet I'm hysterical.
You are so funny and whiny. It's great.
In the pocket, man, you are like, God, you're solid. Solid in the pocket.
I can't wait to see me.
Solid. Alex says, just a little tip for you guys. When you're combining items in the anvil, switch the items around because it may cost less levels.
That's right. I think
you guys
know
that.
Thing.
That's a thing. So I read it and I feel like I've heard this. I figured it sounded smart.
I'm not going to remember any of that.
No.
Well, just one goes on the left, one goes on the right.
God, I want to care.
See
more.
What it costs. Hey, listen, this you're going to care. If you got a really good chest plate or helmet or sword.
Yeah.
He didn't give a shit.
Just switch to left and right and see what the cost is and if the enchantments are the same.
I'm writing it down right now.
As soon as you started
right
talking about cost, nope.
Jotting
he's out.
It down.
All right.
It's out.
We'll see. He is as attached as you got to that trident.
Yeah, it's gone. So that was what I would want to do it to. You know, I'd care then.
Okay.
I got to get another.
That's the thing in Minecraft is like now I have several tools that I give a shit about. Got Mad Max pickaxe and Liv Tyler.
I messed up.
Like, once you start having those, it's I don't know. Yeah, it makes any time I see lava, I get scared. Which Anthony, I think this is kind of behind the scenes, but he was doing something off camera, working on a build. I think fell into a lava pool.
Lost it all.
Lost everything.
Oh, man.
Armor, weapons.
Once it goes in the lava, it's done. There's no getting it back.
Yeah. You know, it took the wind out of me because at some point I took for granted my diamonds that I had, and then I lost them all very stupidly. And then I was just like, I just lost the will to mine.
Yeah, man. You gotta take those diamonds. You got to put them in a box somewhere and just use them when you need to.
Yeah, I just was being...
Everybody should have a box. Everybody needs a box with, like, these are my most valued, my most treasured possessions. And you keep those in the box.
I was like,
out with you.
I was doing some sort of transport between one and the other in the move when it happened. And I just had them on me.
This is a good time to address something real quick.
What?
The fact that, like, when that time I did lose the trident, like when I blew up then and I ended up back in the damn swamp again because I'm an idiot. That time, like I could have begged for any of you to grab it. You know what I mean? Like, or even Adahop could have grabbed it for me because I didn't want to lose that damn thing. So it just goes to show that we will let things happen. Like, the manipulation isn't, we don't, it's not real. It's not that as fun as, like, yeah, that sucked. I hated losing that thing, and I'm still in mourning a little bit. like, but I could have, we could have, like, done something where that didn't happen, but shit, you got to just own that crap.
Yeah. But in Minecraft,
yeah,
that, your loot drop, if you're in the area, I guess, if someone's in the area, that's the slope, that's the quickest time of anything.
Is it like 5 minutes?
It's short.
It's super quick.
Ark, you have way more time to get to your stuff.
Yeah, Ark's usually like, what, 20 minutes, something like that?
Something, plenty.
And yeah. seven days, you could die in the beginning, and at the end of the night, you could still get your ship back.
Yeah, 7 days seems like the loot stays there for a really long time.
Which is great. Yeah. That's what I want.
So the best thing to do is if you got a friend nearby, build a box and store it for them.
Yeah. But yeah, I started playing Terraria recently.
Again?
Just because, again, no.
I remember watching you play it. You played it back in our old office. You tried
it. You used to be big in that. You went to Terraria.
Not big. Not big, but you either looked at or that was, I could have swore you jumped in for a night or two.
You were in the cosplay for a while.
I may have jumped in for like an hour in the past.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you told me about it.
Okay. Yeah, but I jumped in now. That game's nice as far as losing loot.
Yeah.
Because if you die while you're down in the mines, you don't lose any of the stuff you've collected. You just lose money. Or whatever, you know, whatever
currency
you have on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the currency's so, not like, hard to get.
It is a little, yeah, it sucks to lose it because that game kind of revolves around a lot of merchant stuff.
I like losing stuff. I just want a chance to get it back. The fact that it disappears isn't real.
That's true.
Drellis keeps saying in 7 days, when you get killed by a zombie, you should become a zombie.
Yeah. Why are you giving it out? Someone's going to make this game now. Yeah. I mean, it seems like
they
a no-brainer.
They need to.
It seems like a no-brainer.
Fun Pimps needs to do it.
Yeah, Fun Pimps needs to do it. Like,
just turn you into
one,
a zombie?
One version of you. One.
But then what happens when you die of the zombie? Then you come back?
You got to come back and track yourself down and get your stuff back.
Yeah. Well, see, now you take
you spawn in.
Oh, okay. So you don't play as the zombie, but your character's a zombie.
No, you're chasing down the zombie of yourself to get your stuff.
Nibs, you
that does sound fun.
You took my idea and you made it into your own idea because my idea was like, one version, whenever you die that week, on Horde Night, a version of you per times you died comes at you with the gear that you had. Like, shooting a weapon poorly because it's a zombie now. Like,
you don't get your stuff back in... Okay. It's shooting a gun.
Yeah.
And it's and everything.
like it's got what you had when you died, and it only comes at you on Horde Night. That was my idea.
Yeah.
But
okay, but you don't get your stuff back until Horde Night.
No, you can get your stuff back. That was your idea. You added on to it, just like now or whatever.
I would just like, you spawn back in. Where is he? Where's zombie me?
I like that
chase
too.
Him down.
I like that too.
That's, kill him.
I like that concept. If zombie you, like if the last thing you were holding was an AK-47, zombie you is holding an AK-47.
Yep.
And he's not very accurate with it.
Right.
But that's a danger.
It's I like that.
Shot at,
but
and
I
he's wasting
zombie.
Your ammo the whole time, like before
Dude.
You get
yeah, he's just,
stop brap, shooting.
Brap, picture brap, that brap, happening brap. On Horde Night. Picture all of a sudden, like bullets are whizzing by your head, like what the, and it's you.
You're yeah, not no, that'd gonna be, know which that, zombies
yeah.
you.
That would be
yeah, you
night.
Are.
No,
they
that
stick
would be
out.
Hysterical.
You can stick out. They make something make you obviously stick out. You know, a little bit more. It'd be easy.
Yeah, I do like the hunting yourself down though. more than I
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I kind of like that too. All right. I like both sound ideas, Nabes. They're sound.
Everybody tell Fun Pimps to make that happen.
Yeah. Come on, pimps.
So, I'm done with my comments.
Good choices, Simon.
Yeah. Great job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We were afraid you're going to pick bad comments, but you nailed it.
We all talked
about
it. And,
thank you. Yeah. I know. I often you guys talk about me and how I'm failing and how you expect me to fail. Mm-hmm. So
That raft comment, that really threw me. But after that, wow, you bounced back
man,
like a champ.
That was pure genius.
It was like he's talking about Ark. How did he go to raft?
If I knew that the raft comment was going to be the worst comment, I would have been a lot less nervous because I was nervous about other ones.
It was straight garbage.
First it was dinosaurs and then sharks. Ooh, my brain.
What am I going to
do? You should do worst comment next time you do one. Just find the worst comment and call that person.
Wait a second. I know what video you can go to do that, by the way.
Oh.
Go to our Minecraft in a Nutshell video.
Oh, wow. That, you could tell a lot of our community is not in that video.
No. It's like, oh, wow. The 10-year-olds have found this one.
Oh, man.
There's no blood in Minecraft.
What is this?
Oh, my God.
There's some gems in there, that's
I'll
for
bet,
sure.
I'll bet. That sounds fun. One of those every podcast. Just one from there. Plucked.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Time for our Minecraft in a Nutshell comment.
Yes.
Here it is.
There you go.
There are some special people in the comment section sometimes. When we throw out a video that reaches the masses.
Yeah.
Like when we did the CSGO loot box opening.
Yeah.
Like, this is an animated video, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, you did not sell that knife for that price.
They're convinced it was real.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, geez.
That's great.
Love it. Yeah, right out of the gate. This was 10 hours ago, so this is fresh. Mm-hmm. From Beautiful. Polish Jerry.
Okay.
His comment just says, he is crying while murder.
I like that one, though. That's a good one.
That's a fun comment. Great. Yeah.
That is great. You got to snip. Please snip these. Please.
I love that.
That reminds me of my favorite comment from Drealis and Associates.
Yep.
When Drac gets attacked by a werewolf.
Yep.
I don't want to spoil anything, but the comment was, did he die by being carried?
I love
that comment.
That
I still remember it to this day.
Me too. Yep.
I guess are we good? We're wrapped on the comments?
So. Yeah, let me find one more. I was snipping it for
See,
you.
See, right. Speaking of... Did he die while being carried? I would wear that T-shirt. As stupid as that is, I would wear that.
Did he die while being carried?
It's such like what? No pictures. Like I'm fine with just the text on that.
I'll give you the backstory if you haven't seen Drealis and Associates. Look, we're not the best animators in the world, but we get the job done. So this werewolf runs off in the woods with Drac under his arm. And next thing you know, Drealis and the gang's there watching Drac die. I'd assume he bit him or clawed him or something somewhere during the process, but I didn't want to animate him doing that. That's a lot of work.
Right.
So, a sound question, though. Good question in the comments.
Very good observation.
Oh, I got another good comment from Minecraft in a Nutshell. This is from a good friend, Rhea, who says, Steve, kill people crying.
Listen, these aren't bad enough. These are probably English as a second language people, and they're killing it. That's better than I could do in Spanish.
I think it's great.
Or these are bots, and they're being trained to pretend like they're people.
Yeah, this is a good use of their time.
To whose benefit would this be?
I don't know. I don't
T-shirt
know.
Idea, people?
Yes. Yes, exactly that. A T-shirt, people.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, here's a very angry one. It's just all caps. It just says, from Gabriel, WTF is wrong with the fucking creeper in here. Fuck you, creeper idiot.
Yes.
Man, that must have felt good to get out.
Oh, he had to. It's been a long time. Had the balls that day to type it.
Oh, the release.
It's just, you comments like this, like, what? What's going on here?
Just can't believe it would even do such a thing. Ever.
Right. What is this creeper doing?
Comments are wonderful. Thank you, everyone, for commenting on these videos.
And maybe we could end with just a little bit of documents, you know.
Yes.
A little bit of rap, because it's a rap.
Yeah. Gotta get those documents. Gotta get those documents. Look at me flying way up in the sky. Everyone jealous at my back and fly. Gonna get those documents, yeah.
Hey, Neebs, hop in.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I grenaded myself. Yep.
Go get Simon.